Hello and welcome to Ponderings from the Perch, the Little Bird Marketing Company's podcast. Before we get started, I want to tell you about this episode's sponsor. Green Book brings innovative resources to market researchers on both sides of the table and offers effective marketing opportunities in a variety of targeted media. From the Grit Report to the industry-leading blog and IIEX events, Green Book provides a stimulating, practical, and timely perspective on topics and issues relevant to the insights industry. So for all your market research needs, visit greenbook.org. We love it. You'll love it. Today, I'm with Kelly McNeilis, and she is the founder of Women for One. I just love, love, love getting her emails when they come. I know it's going to be such a great story that's being told, such a great highlighting of some of the women that are really embracing their voices and making life happen. So welcome to the show, Kelly.
Thank you so much. I'm so excited to be here.
Well, we've known each other for quite a while now, but I really wanted to give my audience just a bit about who you are, what you do, and then let's dive in and let's start unpacking what it really means to empower women to tell their stories or maybe as you would like to say, let them empower themselves and tell their own stories and however
That's
you
right.
want to put it. Right. Well, Kelly, she comes with so many years experience, over two decades of experience as a nonprofit and a small business consultant. And she is a wise woman and she really is doing so much key work around building relationships around the world with women, really building community in a meaningful way. And so really to inspire the confidence that women need to achieve their absolute wildest dreams. And I love how much you're traveling the world, speaking, teaching, facilitating workshops and helping others. So tell us a little bit more about yourself, Kelly, so that my audience can really enjoy this conversation.
Oh, absolutely. And I would say first and foremost, I'm a mom. I'm a mom of six children. I have three of my own and three stepchildren, and they're ages 18 to almost 25 now. But you know what? It never ends, right? Like, you know, you think you're becoming an empty nester, but it's still there. There's just no more adult issues and challenges and relationships and memories. And I don't know, it's the thing I'm the most proud of in my life is being a mom. And it's the role that I've learned the most from. So I always like to start with that and lead with that. Because I find that most women I connect with, even if they're not moms, their lifetime challenges and experiences are what shape them, even in the workplace as well. So that's a little bit about me and kind of why I wanted to start Women for One was about more of it being a soul's project for me at first, eight or 9 years ago now. It was more about wanting to connect with other women that wanted to get real and dive into the stories and experiences they've had in their lives and understand like what the wisdom they've gained from that and how it shaped them and formed them into becoming the powerful women they are today.
Well, that's where you and I kind of met, like when you were in the throes of thinking through how you would be putting that together. And really, actually, if you remember when we met, you were really codifying, you know, your plan around right before your book came out, Your Messy Brilliance. And so for those of you listening, you've got to check this book out. She wrote Your Messy Brilliance, Seven Tools for the Perfectly Imperfect Woman. And that was back in released in the fall of 2017. So a lot of people that listen, you know, are interested in people who tell their stories through books. And I know we're going to dive in a little bit about how you don't have to have a book in order to really let your story out. But tell everybody about your experience with the book, what that journey has been like for you.
Oh, goodness. Well, any author would say it's definitely like having another child to stick with that theme. It was such an incredible process for me to write this book because I was basically distilling down everything that I had learned from all of my mentors and my teachers and my life experience into more of a simplistic form of these tools about how to put it out there. And I'm not recreating the wheel. I'm just, you know, delivering it in my own way. How to be a woman in this world and not have to always be perfect and get it right. Because I feel like our brilliance comes from that messy space when we allow ourselves to mess up in life. I would use another word, but I don't want to be inappropriate. Like really just, you know, allowing ourselves to have our imperfections because then we can relax into who we are and thus gain more confidence and power. And then also the most important thing is define where we want to go in our lives instead of just kind of being a mouse on a wheel, going and going and serving everyone else. We're really kind of forging that path ourselves and being intentional about where we want to go.
Yeah, well, you've been incredibly intentional. And a little birdie told me that coming up this year is a big deal, that you're going to be featured not only in an issue of Entrepreneur, but also in the O magazine. So that is insane.
Yes, I'm very excited.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, that's going to be super awesome. So tell us a little bit about that and, you know, how that came about and what you're hoping, you know, will happen, you know, as a result.
Well, I mean, I think, you know, I've been featured on a lot of different magazines and news articles and TVs. And I think women today are just, and society is resonating with people that are empowering women to own their voice. And that's really all I've been doing with Women for One. I mean, I feel like I serve Women for One. I am Women for One's employee. I mean, it was created because I just wanted women to be able to share their stories. And as soon as I intended to do that and created like a container for women to be able to submit their stories for free and really get out their experiences to the world so they can feel more connected and other women can feel less alone when they read it, it's just resonated with society. I mean, you look at Me Too and Time's Up and all of the movements. I think even more so, there's so many more rich experiences we as women have to offer each other in support of the sisterhood. So I'm really about bringing it back to the sisterhood and having the regular woman speak their truth and own their voice. We don't always have to be authors and, you know, proclaimed teachers. Every woman in this world is a teacher.
Well, and you're connected with a lot of people. Your work has connected you with a lot of people who are very powerful names, like Oprah, like Liz Gilbert. Like, you know, you and I have sat in an audience together listening to Brene Brown, gotten a chance to meet her and connect. But let's back up a little bit and talk about that, with the real importance of your work, about what Women for One is doing. And how? So you said, you know, there's a way that people can, you know, a free way to share their story and get their truth out. So talk with us about the different things that you've set up, from the 30-day course, also like the things that you take on tour. And then at the end, my fave that we've talked about a lot is what you've been able to do on campuses. So let's hear about those things that's everyday woman coming and getting to share their truth.
Yeah, I love that you asked that. I think on Women for One, if you just click on my site, you will see so many offerings. But I think the first thing I ask women to do is to just dive into the stories that are already shared. So read some of them. Watch some of my podcasts where I've interviewed powerful women like Marianne Williamson or Arianna Huffington or the late Dr. Maya Angelou, just to kind of listen to these beautiful tidbits that they have about how they made their lives happen. And then there's a space on my site. It's called Submit or Share. I changed the pages a couple times, where you can go in and you can simply write your story. Any experience. People are like, well, I don't have a story. Everyone has a story. And the value and benefit you get from sharing that story, you could do it anonymously as well, is that you get to get more of an awareness of your story by putting it down on paper. And then you get to receive feedback from our community on it. And my incredible editor can really make you look like you're this incredible writer, because I'm not a great writer and I'm a regular woman. And she made me look like, you know, I know how to articulate my thoughts and communicate those. And it just, it's such a beautiful thing to be able to release that experience and story and see it down on paper, you know, in a different light. Yeah. And so I did that at the beginning. And then I decided, because of the need for my community, organically moved into creating courses about women owning their voice. So I have my signature course, How to Boldly Share Your Story. So it takes you into 6 modules where you dive into your story. Like, and it's an online course where you can go through and make notes, and it's a deep dive. And then I have these small toolkits, like how to have a hard conversation, because women in the workplace and women in all walks of life, we're taught to be pleasers and we're taught to placate. And this shows how to be assertive, but not, you know, move into the territory of being a so-called bitch, you know. Mm-hmm. And really, it's really about having win-win situations. So there's many of those courses. There's also a course, you know, that's connected to my book as well, which is a 30-day. Mm-hmm. And we also offer freebies. Like you just go in and you do the 7-day challenge. So I created those so different people that have different needs can then dive in to our site and really become a part of our community in all different ways.
Oh, I love that. Now, before we kind of dive into a few questions I have,
that to me are the meat of like, I'm gonna get to your deep thoughts about why you started Women for One. But so besides the courses, and then tell us a little bit about something I just absolutely love, how people can get involved on your signature event, the Truth Teller Tour, which I just love. It's so great.
I know. It's my latest baby, right? It's my, you know, after my book and my courses. The tour is just such a, has been such an incredible event that we've done now. We did it. Our first one was last year in Boulder, where we had 200 women in the audience and we had over 70 women apply to speak. Just regular women their stories in.
Yeah.
You know, one woman talked about her eating disorder and how she overcame it and went into a treatment facility, and her children were in the audience. It was so incredible to hear this woman release that story. You know, another woman talked about a physical challenge she had. She had been a marathon runner. She got a brain tumor and she could never run again, and what that did for her and how she learned from it. Another woman talked about her physical abuse by her husband. So it's just every story is so different, but it's the way I look at these tours. They're like a TED talk, but you know, TED talks are from the brain. They're ideas, right? Mm-hmm. This is a TED talk with heart and sisterhood. It's coming back to that campfire where women come in, they support one another to listen and receive from the woman that's sharing, and they learn. And then the woman up on the stage receives so much love and support. I mean, I talk about it and I get chills because the event in Boulder, the event in Atlanta, and now the one we're doing at the end of April in Seattle, which we're accepting submissions now for, they've changed women's lives and they've changed mine for sure.
Oh, I love it. And, you know, where there's a really very difficult story, a lot of like what you mentioned, even like the abuse, but it turns that story into, and this is how I triumphed. You know, just even stand, you know, even if their story's not accepted and they're not on the stage, you know, there's such an amazing release that comes from actually writing your story down and submitting it. And just there's just so much there that there's a lot of healing that can happen. I love the idea of the what you said about the Truth Teller Tour being like TED Talk, but, you know, for the heart kind of thing, you know,
and for, right?
Yeah, for the community, because it is more powerful if we tell our story to someone. I wouldn't knock it. Sit down and write your story into your journal, scream it into a mirror. I don't care. But there is something that happens to us as humans when we share our story with someone else. It's like, kind of like how Brene Brown says, you know, that the shame gets, you know, its legs knocked out from under them when we start speaking.
So true. Yeah. I have a vignette on that real quick, just a little quick
shoot. Story.
I was creating a promo video for the International Women's Summit that Women for One is sponsoring in March for Celebrate Your Life, where Liz Gilbert and Cheryl Strayed and many powerful women will be speaking. And I was creating it around the Truth Teller Tour. And I reached out to two women that had shared their stories who had signed the document and said, you know, you can use my video, because we had videoed them. But they were clips of very intimate, vulnerable sharings around one being outside an abortion clinic because her husband had beaten her so much she was scared to have the baby, to another one. I mean, these are intense stories. To another one that had to go into hiding because of her husband that she had to run away from. And, you know, I reached out to both of them and said, look, I want to respect you. I don't want to put these clips in. It's one thing to say it to 300 women, much less to be put on a video to the world. Mm-hmm. And both of them wrote me back within like 15 minutes and said, I never thought I would say this, but I feel so much freer now after sharing and feeling so supported. Go for it. Use it. No. That's powerful.
Yeah.
I mean, that's powerful.
Well, you talk about that's powerful for them. But like you mentioned that even for this one lady, her children are in the audience. And you mentioned at the beginning, you have six, you know, kids. They're watching. They're seeing what we do and how we take, you know, the fodder that is our life and how we actually, you know, work with it. What do we make of that? How do we communicate about it? How do we, you know, see the humanity in someone else? And they don't have to be a celebrity. The person they know, that you have a powerful story.
That's right.
And you don't have to be famous.
Everyone does.
I love it. Let's take a break and hear about this episode's sponsor. If you're looking to be inspired, challenged, and connected, I have the perfect event for you. Hosted in Austin, Texas, IIEX North America is the place you need to be from April 23rd to 25th. Presented by Greenbook, IIEX North America is the leading conference in the market research and insights industry.
These 3 days of action are filled with over 1,000 attendees, over 250 speakers, and over 200 sessions for a combination kick-in-the-pants, turbocharged networking, and intensive education. And I'll be speaking at IIEX North America. IIEX is packed with fresh ideas. From the new speaker track to Meet the Startups and Insight Innovation Competition, this is the place to see the latest technologies and disruptive methods emerging in the world of insights. Attendees will be in great company with thought leaders from Procter & Gamble, Lowe's, Merck, and Coca-Cola. So register now for IIEX North America and save 20% with the promo code LITTLEBIRD at IIEX-NA.insightinnovation.org or simply click the link in our show notes. Be there to find out what's new and next in the realm of consumer insights.
Let's break down a little bit. This is really for Women for One, the signature course that you did, really coming from your book about messy brilliance. Let's talk just a little bit about that. How do you actually define messiness, and how for you was it the key to finding your true voice?
Well, the word messiness has always been something that I've been defined as by my friends. And I'm actually not a messy person. If you look at my house on the outside, like I'm very into, you know, as a lot of women are, you know, I've got to get up and clean my kitchen in the morning. Like I need control over my life before I start my day. But my mind is messy. And that's I used to judge myself for how much ADD I had, where I'd go all over the place and I'd be creative and think of all these things and not finish things, right? So my friends would be like, how do you get so much done? You're so like random and messy. And I thought, you know, that is my brilliance. You know, when I can just not judge myself, allow myself to dive into my own mess, whether it be stories that I've told myself that are unconscious about, you know, my body or not being good enough or any of that, like really allow for those to come to the surface so I can look at them and address them and say, no, these are not truths. And then go, what are my truths? So really diving into your messy brilliance, right? Or the messiness is diving into the good, the bad, and the ugly parts of yourself and being okay with all of them at one time. And then I define messy brilliance as that polished gem of your truth. So once you dove into that messiness, that dark place, the dark places we don't like to look at a lot, you can start like polishing it like a diamond, right? And it can become brilliant after a while. Like all the stuff that you don't love about yourself, all of a sudden you're like, wow, that's just who I am. I'm going to accept those parts and make the best of it.
Yeah, that's my jam. That's my jam.
That's who I am, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's where I am.
Well, I love it. Even your formal tagline, I really love it. Step up, speak out, and shine. And I think that really is that messy brilliance. Like you there, it's a process. It's a process quite a bit. So for you, that process, give us a little bit of an idea of when was it important for you to share your own story? And do you start the Truth Teller Tour by telling your story or, you know, who are your people that you know, your 300 that you get up, and how do you step up and speak out, and how do you shine?
Well, there's so many, as my messy brain comes up with things, there's so many things I could say to that. The first thing is I have a very strong sisterhood. I grew up as an only child, so my friends were my sisters, and I moved a lot as I grew up. And do I share my story? Yes. I think the reason, the real reason I started Women for One, you know, we do what we need to learn, right? Is that I yearned to speak my truth and to move into not having that shame, as Brené Brown talks so much about, regarding my sexual abuse by my father. I'm an incest survivor, and the different challenges I had throughout my life. And yes, I do share my story. I share it in the written form. I share it when I go keynote in places, because I think it's important that we do what we ask others to do.
Right.
But yes, I mean, I have my sisterhood. I have my story. I think it's extremely valuable. And I remember the first time I started Women for One, I wrote this tiny little blog. I was terrified to write even a page of who I was because of my own judgment, because of others' judgment. What will they think? And now I've gone to this place where now I'm facilitating that for thousands of other women. So obviously I've been moving forward in it, and it's really taught me how to share unapologetically and with pride that right. You've been through all these things and you're a survivor.
Well, I love that. And I know you just in this conversation, we have hit on a few things. Someone who suffered from a brain tumor, you know, you're an incest survivor, people who've struggled with abuse, which is so common for women. But I also know that I've had a million conversations with you about people who did not suffer from one of these things that, oh, but if I had that problem, I could get up and that would be a real story. We all struggle. So how do you help people tap into that so that they don't minimize their story and go, oh, well, you know, I wasn't abused, so I don't know why I'm having such a hard time speaking up, or like they think, oh, my story's not powerful. What advice do you have for women who kind of feel stuck in that, or maybe you're judging their own story and be like, well, if it's not a magnificent story, then, you know, of this massive triumph, like, how do we get out of that superlative trap and be like, no, your story is important? What advice would you give to someone who's feeling that?
Well, I will tell you, every single woman I've ever met and human being on this planet has a powerful story inside them. And I think it's just another, to be honest and to be really direct, excuse for the fear and shame you have for not diving into the experiences you've had in the past. That's number one. And yes, there are people that have not been abused, right? There are people that have not had these, quote, tragic beginnings to their lives. And you know what? They have so much powerful information to share because they haven't had those experiences. They've had beautiful experiences, triumphant experiences. They've witnessed sunrises. I mean, literally, I could have someone share a story about a sunrise and what it did for them, and it can impact every single person in the room.
Oh, I love
so
that.
My advice is really look at why you're minimizing your experience and your story. If you feel like you don't have a story, number one, get curious. And that's the number one tool in my book to get curious about your story, right? Get curious about if you don't remember anything. Well, why is that? Why don't I remember my childhood? You know, and dive in with these process and these courses that I'm offering, or just do some journaling, simple journaling around it. It would help. And then move into, you knowing yourself enough that any experience in any moment of your life could be brilliant and marvelous that you could share if you had an awareness of everything that was going on for you.
Oh, I love that. That's totally being present right there for your life.
Right.
I love that. Well, before I ask you a couple of wrap-up questions, I really want to make sure everybody can find you, find where you're at. So you mentioned going to your website, so share that with everyone.
It's womenforone.com, all spelled out, women, F-O-R-O-N-E, and love to see you on all my social. We have Instagram, Facebook. We have Facebook groups as well. And you can click on reading the stories or the Truth Teller Tour. I'd love to see people at the Truth Teller Tour. I'd love to get your submissions as well. And try to opt into a freebie, like Notes to My Messy Self, one for every day for 365 days, where I have your messy brilliance write to you every day about something great about you. It's like an inspirational note. So I'd love to have more people opt into that. We have thousands of women, and I think it's our favorite thing on our site that people love.
I love it. Sign up for the, for getting the newsletter. I love it when I see you in my inbox. It's never like, oh, what's going on? You speak from this authentic voice, and it is one of those things where instead of like it constricting you, when I see that Women for One, I think it kind of is that just a moment. It just expands a little bit. And so if you feel like in your life that's what you're needing, you definitely need to check out Women for One. And I think the other thing I'd say about that is that we all have a friend or two or five who also need this. And it's even more powerful when you do these kinds of things in a group. And I would say that about even the Facebook group. You can meet people like that are strangers, but even how more powerful it is to, go through this process with other people that are truly face to face in your community and building, a community where you can have the dialogue about what would it be like if all of us, got in touch with our messy selves and actually unleashed our messy brilliance. I love that. And I love so much that you work within communities because that's what you're asking people to do,
That's what we are asking. And we also have this Truth Teller Tour Ambassador program that we're starting, where we want the smallest of communities or the largest of communities for people to create these tours inside their community so they can contact us about that as well.
I love that. I love that. Okay, so in wrap up, I got a couple of rapid fire questions for you, just so people can round out and kind of get to know, you know, Kelly McNeilis. Who is she? What's she about? But so we wanted to ask you, what is the best piece of advice you've received?
In my entire life, I would say the best piece of advice that I still I'm challenged on listening to is trust your gut, trust yourself. Mm. Every time my gut says something, it's always right. And when I don't trust it, it's not a good thing.
Do you feel like, you know, with the experience you've had of staying present and just embracing truly who you are, do you feel like the time frame from when, you know, you don't trust yourself to where you kind of check yourself and go, wait a minute, I'm going to go back. Is it shortening?
It is shortening. You know, it's the steps of change. You're doing it, you know, you can't stop. And you're like, wait a minute, I am going to trust myself. You know, it's like every time, more and more awareness. Yes.
That's awesome. Okay. And conversely, what's the worst piece of advice you wish people would just please throw out?
I have two things. As women, I've been taught my whole life to be polite and not to make waves. Not a good idea for me at all. But the other one is that you have to know what you want to do. Like, I have all my kids now are in college, and you know, they're at that place where people are like, so what are you going to do with your life? Mm-hmm. And I just the fact that, you know, I've changed careers so many times. Why do we have to know what we want to do when we're 20? How about we just follow our path and our journey and shift when we need to? So that was another one that was bad advice. Know what you need to do early on and be polite and don't make waves. My two least favorite advice.
Okay, we are collectively throwing them in the trash, Kelly, as we speak. So as far as, are you a podcast gal? I mean, do you listen to a lot of podcasts?
I am sometimes. I'm a little busy with my own podcast. So yeah. I would say that's my favorite one. But but I love, you know, I was thinking about this. I love The Good Life Project. Jonathan Fields is a friend of mine. And I like him because, okay, so when I do my own podcast, this is kind of a weird thing, and people are going to laugh about this. I look up the person that I'm going to interview and see if they've been interviewed before. And I look at a really bad one, like someone that interviewed them that didn't do well at all. No, I'm being honest. Like, this is me.
This is great.
And then I go, okay, this is what I'm not going to do. And then I watch Jonathan because he's amazing, because he's real. He follows his intuition. He's brilliant. I could never be as brilliant as him. And I love the questions he dives in and asks people because they're from the heart and they're truth, but they're brilliant.
Right, right. Yeah, I love that. Just like even us talking about, you know, first I'm a mom, you know, there's, you know, we're telling the truth, first of all, to the people who are closest to us. And, you know, we can run really headlong into this podcast and be like, yeah, this is what I'm doing in business. This is my courses. This is my, you know, and they're so important because they are enlivening other people, but you're doing it in your life. And if we just, you know, just blow past those things, we really lose a sense of who you are and what motivates you to keep going on and bringing this opportunity to so many women.
That's right. Definitely.
I love it. Okay. This is kind of like where we dump someone's purse out and learn a lot about them. But so what's your favorite app? Like, I can't live without this app.
You know how they have the thing where it's like, what's your favorite app? Okay. What's your real favorite app? Or what do you tell people?
Right. Okay.
My favorite app is probably 1010, which is that app. Well, it's just a game. You know, it's a game, right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Where I just check out and my crazy mind has to like check out. So I'm being honest, it's 1010. But my favorite app, honestly, like I use it is Breathe, because I need to breathe. I have 6 children. I'm building a house right now. I'm building a business. I have to have some breathing time. So I love that app.
I love it. So are you're kind of semi podcast person. Are you a book, like physical book person, or are you an Audible?
I love books. Audible at all.
All right.
I'm a paper book person.
Yeah. So I guess 2 questions. What's your favorite book? But then also, what are you reading right now?
Oh, that's a good question. Yeah. My favorite book is, I don't really have a favorite.
Okay.
Sorry, I've got 2.
You don't have to. I don't really love superlatives anyway.
Anything about Mary Oliver, which, you know, she just passed, and it would have been my dream to interview her. I mean, I got to interview Dr. Angelou, and that was incredible. But Mary Oliver, something about her, it's just, it's like her poetry is like music to me. And I just loved, I would get inspired if I needed to, a pick me up, I would read her. And then Paulo Coelho, not The Alchemist, actually. I mean, that's a fine book. I've read every single one of Paulo's books 3 times other than The Alchemist. His books just take me into a space of meditation that I've never had.
That's so interesting because you know how you'd said about apps, like what's the app that you're supposed to like, but then what's the app that right. you really like? Okay. So yeah. Paulo Coelho, for me, when I read The Alchemist, I'm like, yeah, I don't get it. And of course I get it. I'm not stupid. It's an extended metaphor. Okay. But I just like zero resonance with me. Right. And you know, all these people that are amazing that in the world that I really respect, they're like that, The Alchemist is the best book. And I mean, I cannot even tell you how many times someone recommends that book to me. I'm all been there, done that. I've listened to it on Audible. I've read it. I'm like, this book stinks to me.
It's the worst book that he's written. Read his other books. They're incredible. Okay. Every other book he's ever written is amazing. And The Alchemist is my least favorite. Isn't that funny?
Now I feel like, you know, just like the freedom to And really, I thought I felt like I was the only one out there. So, you have released me from it. Maybe I'll submit a truth teller tour talk about how I triumph over my need to, you know, be perceived as someone who would read The Alchemist and love it.
Yeah. Nope, I don't like
it
either.
I don't like it. Do you follow someone's blog or what, you know, are you big on digital reading like that?
I'm not big on it, but there are some people that have caught my eye because I'm a blogger and I write. And I would say the two people, I always do two, I don't know why, but they just came to mind when you asked this, are Chris Carr. I don't know if you've heard of her. She's all about health.
Are you kidding? She's
so Chris great. Carr is a love. And you know what? She is so true to her brand. And she is honestly, I've interviewed a lot of powerful women. She is the most true to who she is in person. Like she's just very aligned with her brand and who she is. She's just a beautiful person inside and out. So, and everything I read from her, I love. So I love reading her. And then I love getting Kelly Notaris. I don't know if you've heard of her.
These are two people I follow. So, and Chris Carr, just so it's K-R-I-S-K-A-R-R. So
it's
just for those.
C-A-R-R, isn't
it? C-A-R.
I think it's Chris. I don't know. Maybe you're right.
I'm going to put it in the notes because I remember the first time years ago when I was trying to find her, I was like, oh, I can't find her. But yeah, she's so present. Okay. Yeah. And then Kelly Notaris.
And then
we've met.
You know what I love about Kelly? I know Kelly personally, and she actually helped me find my editor and my content alchemist, as she calls herself, because she's such an incredible writer, at Women for One. I just love her blogs because I want to read them. Like I'll read them and I get something out of every single thing I read of hers. And so she sends them on Saturday mornings and I get them. I'm like, oh my gosh, like I always delete a lot of blogs I get. Yeah. I always want to read hers because they're so beautiful and powerful with her words. So those are my two favorites.
Well, I love that. But that kind of brings me back full circle to, I actually really like it when you're in my inbox too.
Thank you.
Very, very cool. Appreciate well, Kelly, this has been so fun. For those of you who want to go find her, Kelly McNeilis, go check out Women for One. Just, you know, become a part of the global community that is actually really helping women embrace their voices, make like happen, but really helping us do it on our own terms. And not that we're unable to do it, but that it's so much more powerful when we do it together. And the actual reverberation of this many people, and I think Marianne Williamson would absolutely agree to this, the more of us who get on that vibration and really are out for hearing other people's stories as much as we are for telling our own stories, really creates such a beautiful thing. And I'm so appreciative, Kelly, that you finally came on my podcast because we chit-chat. And then got to thinking one day, I'm sorry, wait, well, why are we not having these chit-chats on my actual
well, I
podcast?
I appreciate you having me. It's been incredible. You're such a great interviewer and I love talking to you. So I really appreciate you having me on.
Well, it was just not even a question. So, and I know my audience would really love this because this is what's true. And we just pulled the curtain back a little bit. So I really encourage all my listeners to go check it out and tell me about if you actually go on one of the truth teller tours, tell me the experience. I'd love to hear it back. So Kelly McNeilis with Women for One, thank you so much for being with us on Ponderings from the Perch.
Thank you again.
And from all of us here at Little Bird Marketing, have a great day and happy marketing.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.